most of it was done in his or his parents' basement with some of the equipment that he'd accumulated over the years. It's got a raw sound, but pretty well done for a home recording in 1975. And starting off that second set of music out of the UK was Castle Farm with Jewels of Fire, originally recorded in 1972, another one unreleased at the time, but newly issued by the Summer label on the Studio Sessions 1971 to 1972 compilation LP, all of it recorded during this period, unreleased at the time. It's great that even in the year 2025, we keep getting these unearthed recordings that have never been heard by most people until, geez, you know, 50-something years later. Anyway, that's it for the Hard Stuff program this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is always appreciated. Always glad to have your attention every week on Super Tuesday. I got one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to tonight's final song, I want to give you your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked into Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. And as you know, that carries on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program with Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash, taking you to 9 o'clock and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11 p.m. It's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to go back to Europe and we're going to hear a track from a band out of Switzerland. This is a new issue, a new reissue, I should say, on the UK label out of Spain. They reissued this band Aftershave's Skin Deep LP from 1972. Another great reissue, another one that I was not really aware of. I kind of knew the name, but that's about it until UK put it out. And just a fantastic release. Aftershave released a few 7-inches after around the time of the LP coming out in 72. They actually did record a follow-up in 74 that went unreleased until 1989. But again, it's great to have this stuff reissued and some of this stuff unearthed even in the year 25. So we're going to close out with their track, probably appropriately enough for the 420 holiday. This is Green Age Man. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
good music. This is your swinging station.
That man.
Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone.
Joey D.
Smile.
Thank you. body wants a new blood and Bible. Excuse for my blood, you're like a hundred genocide. You're my lover, my heroine, my culture, my voice. And I know now I'm gonna let you in. I'll never be alone.
Come and call, got nothing on you, you're a disease, right? chair, but that's all right. I'll sweep you under the rug. Oh, baby, I see you in my teeny sail chair, baby. I see you in my
tonight, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. I hope everybody is doing well out there. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get right into it. Let's discuss what you heard in that first set of television-themed rock and roll. In that first set, starting things off with Bare Wires and the track Television Girls, taken from their 2011 record Cheap Perfume. We then heard from Alien Nose Job, led by Jake Robertson down in Australia, always cranking out good stuff. And we heard the track Television Sets, taken from the 2020 record Suddenly Everything Is Twice As Loud. We then heard from another Australia band, The Victims, with their debut single Television Addict, 1977. They hailed from Perth, Australia. Bad Religion, featuring Rancid's Tim Armstrong, gave us Television from the album Stranger Than Fiction from 1994. We then heard more Australian rock. The pride of Sydney, Australia, Rose Tattoo, from their self-titled debut record, which dropped in the glorious year of 1978. We heard the track TV. Lux Interior and the Cramps gave us TV Set, from their debut full-length Songs the Lord Taught Us from 1980. We heard a new track from the Automatic Lovers with a Z, from their album Automatic Lovin', which just dropped in March. We heard the track TV. Naked Giants also gave us TV from their 2018 album Slough. And we finished up that television TV-themed first set with Wild Rats, doing a cover of one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, TVI by the Stooges, taken from the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack, which I've played many tracks of over the years on the show. Very influential soundtrack for me, opening my eyes to glam rock and proto-punk rock. That dropped in 1998. The band Wild Rats consisted of Thurston Moore and Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth, the Ron Ashton from the Stooges, Don Fleming from Gumball, the legend Mike Watt from the Minutemen, Mark Arm from Mudhoney, and on vocals, the one and only Ewan McGregor doing his best Iggy impression, which I thought he did a great job. That the band really killed it. And I don't know if you've ever seen Velvet Goldmine, but I thought Ewan did a great job as Iggy Pop. I thought they could have done a full-length movie with him telling the Iggy Pop story. And as I record this on Monday, April 21st, it is Iggy Pop's birthday. He turns 78 today. He is still going strong. Still out on the road touring. I've been seeing a lot of clips on Instagram from his recent shows. Looks great. I hope he makes his way to the New York City area. Before I jump into set number two, a few programming notes to tell you about. This Saturday here on the Mothership, WFMU, on Michael Shelley's show, Michael welcomes David Lowery to discuss his new autobiographical solo album, Fathers, Sons, and Brothers. Also, his work with Camper Van Beethoven, who are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of their debut record and the multi-platinum selling Cracker. Also on Saturday on the Mothership, on Todd Afotic Todd's show, Todd welcomes Dave Allen, best known for his work with the Blasters, a band out of Downey, California in the early 80s. Dave also went on to perform with X and the Knitters. He'll be discussing the new box set that just dropped this month, The Blasters, An American Music Story, The Complete Studio Recordings. That is on Todd's show, 3 to 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, right here on the Rock and Soul stream on the Drop-In program, the Drop-In welcomes Woo, you know him from the message board. Wu's a great supporter of WFMU, and Wu returns to the drop-in with more of some rock and soul and then some, now with more horn section. So tune in for Wu's show 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul stream. I also want to mention that this Friday, Frank and Queens will be DJing over at Ghost Hawk Brewery in Clifton, New Jersey, along with DJ Jen Jones from 6 to 10 p.m. I was over at Ghost Hawk this past weekend for their 6th anniversary event, which was a lot of fun. And I should be making it out on Friday, so I hope to see some of you guys there. Let me know in the chat if anyone's thinking of heading over. But it's always a fun time at Ghost Hawk. This past Friday night, I was over at Our Wicked Lady in Brooklyn and caught a great lineup of rock and roll, including Mala Vista, The Nightshades, and Dion Lunadon, who was a last-minute fill-in for the Pee-wees, who unfortunately had some visa issues coming from Italy and were unable to make the show. Hopefully they can get that resolved soon. I spun the Pee-wees last week, and I'm looking forward to seeing them live. But kicking off set number two will be from Dion Lunadon. This is New York.
Living in the city. We have Kmart now in New York City. New Yorkers were pissed off when Kmart came to town. They were outside the store protesting. They didn't even know what to say. They were like, down with Kmart and their merchandise that people can afford. Down with Kmart and their 300-gallon drum of laundry detergent for $1.99. Whoa. I mean, why don't you go take your good values to another town? Let's turn that building into a vintage clothing store. The kind that sells used Kmart shirts for $700.
Yeah. today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stretch. I'm king of the hill, top of the hill.
New York, New York. New York, New York. New York, New York. New York, New York.
These little town blues are melting away.
Oh, is dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let me read you back what you heard in that second set of rock and roll, New York themed rock and roll. Starting at the top, we heard Dion Lunadon, the man I saw at Our Wicked Lady this past Friday night, put on a great show. And we heard the track New York, taken from his most recent record, Memory Burn. We then heard from the punk band Fear and the track New York's All Right If You Like Saxophones, a song they performed on their infamous Saturday Night Live performance. We then heard from Sex Pistols and the track New York, a diss track to the New York Dolls. Bermuda Kills gave us a cover of Frank Sinatra's New York, New York from 2022. Corinne Bailey Rae gave us New York Transit Queen, taken from her 2023 album, Black Rainbows. And we finished up that New York themed set with the Strokes and a live version of New York City Cops, taken from their infamous MTV $2 bill concert from 2002. I got one more song and it's been for you guys before passing the reins to Mr. Chris Crash for Strong Style coming up next. And make sure to keep your digital tuners locked to Rock and Soul, because after Strong Style, you got Mike Sinn and Matt Clark for their always excellent show, What's Happening, from 9 to 11 p.m. As I mentioned earlier, yesterday was Iggy Pop's 78th birthday, and I would be remiss if I did not close things out with James Ostenberg. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in tonight. As always, it was a blast, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Adios. Just a modern guy.
saw.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
あの列車に乗っていこう。
土砂降りの痛みの中を傘もささず走っていく。やらしさも汚らしさもむき出しにして走っていく。
Gotta go.